Remember before the Battle of Badr? When he caused drowsiness to overcome you as an assurance from himself and sent down water from the sky to cleanse you and to remove from you the uncleanliness caused by Shaitan, to strengthen your hearts and to steady your feet therewith. Then your Rabb revealed his will to the angels. I am with you. Give courage to the believers. I will cast panic into the hearts of the unbelievers. Therefore smite their necks and beat every joint of their bodies. This is because they defied Allah and His Rasul. Whoever defies Allah and His Rasul should know that Allah is strict in retribution, that it is the reality, so taste it, and there will also be the torture of hellfire for the unbelievers. O believers, when you encounter the unbelievers in a battle, never turn your backs to them, and whoever turns his back to them on such an occasion, unless it be a strategy for war, or to join towards a detachment, shall incur the wrath of Allah, and his abode shall be hell, and how awful shall be that dwelling. In fact, it was not you who killed them, but it was Allah who killed them. It was not you who threw the handful of sand, but it was Allah who threw it, so that he might pass the believer successfully through this excellent trial. Surely Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. This is His dealing with you. As for the unbelievers, Allah will surely frustrate their evil plots. O unbelievers, you wanted a decision? Lo, the decision in shape of the believer's victory has come to you. Now, if you desist, it will be better for you. And if you repeat your act of war against the believers, so shall we repeat the act of providing them assistance. And your forces, however large in number they may be, shall avail you nothing. For verily, Allah is with the believers.